Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Hey guys, how are you doing? Hope you are good and you're having a lovely day and taking really good care of yourself. Today's episode is a solo one, which is long overdue, but for very good reasons. I did something at the beginning of this month. It is huge. It's a very important thing in my life. And I feel like a heavy weight was lifted off my shoulders. But before I do that, and before I share with you, let me give you a quick life update. I've been preoccupied and having fun doing recordings on my group program. And in case you do not know, aside from one-on-one coaching, I recently launched my group program in September 2021. It's called Breaking Generational Poverty. It's a very comprehensive program with 6 modules targeting people who want to monetize their gifts and to grow their online business, even if a 9-to-5, or as we say in the Caribbean, 8-to-4. If you're in the program, you will learn the mindset and strategies that I used to grow my 5-figure online business, to increase your income instead of trying to find free videos on YouTube or online, which are often not really niched and organized. So my first cohort guys are very committed. They're a lovely bunch. They are getting so many transformations, which I will share in another episode. I've also been working on a silent project that I cannot share just yet, but I can say a lot has happened within the past few months. Business is growing. I took on a new position in retreat and I'm just prioritizing things. However, something of keen interest occurred this month, and I want to share it with you. The whole purpose of this episode is to discuss it, so here we go. But guys, I've been anticipating this day for so long and just visualizing it, that thing that happened. It has been on my mind and in my life for the last 12 years, and now I can say it's over. I finally did it. You're probably wondering, just get to it, Belinda. Well, on November 1st, 2021, ding, ding, ding. Guess what? I paid off my student loan debt. I am free from this long-term loan that was supposed to be reducing balance, but it wasn't. So I am free. And guys, I shed a little tear. I felt so relieved. I am so happy and grateful for God and His blessings because I've suffered with this loan for so long. It's a heavy financial burden. And at the time I took it, my money mindset was all over the place. I had no knowledge of what it entailed. And now that I know the things that I know, I will always advise somebody who is going to take a student loan how best to approach the situation, because it is not an easy burden to carry from a very young age. But clearing it off is my major and my first step to financial freedom. And I want to share behind the scenes with you, because a lot of us have student loans or vehicle loans or random loans that we carry and sometimes feel embarrassed with them. I'll tell you why later. I just knew that I had to clear it off, and now that it's over, I can plan properly. You're probably wondering, how exactly did I do it? The true story will be shared in the end. But first, I want to share something about debt shame and dealing with debt. So in today's episode, I'll be covering two things: dealing with debt shame and how I paid off my student loan. And of course, if you listen until the end, you will find out how I paid off my student loan. So the first thing is dealing with debt shame. So I was talking with a friend about how a lot of people are just surviving and aiming to get by. We spoke about people who are living paycheck to paycheck due to the amount of debt that they have. And we then look at our own lives and we were like, We share the same sentiments about how embarrassed we were with our loans and the amount of debt we accumulated, including our student loans and big loans. And even as educated women of color, we fell victim to this trap. And we were like, why is that though? Why do we make these decisions? Don't we know better? Or perhaps we do it because it's the norm, or perhaps we are trying to fit in and we figure that's the only way. You see, people are shy to discuss money. And if I recall properly, and if you are paying attention and following the podcast, you will realize that last week's episode, I did an interview with Valerie Nunez, who was one of the women who paid off 35K in 2.5 years after struggling with debt and living paycheck to paycheck. She shared her journey as well as the lessons, and you should go listen to the last episode if you have not done so as yet. Anyways, I recognize that some of the debt that we accumulate is not our fault. We were raised the poor with the money belief that the rich is not riches is not for all, or we must have debt to survive. We basically would take loans for everything, and that was normal, or is still normal for many people. So people would be living off loans, as they would call it, their entire lives and thinking it's okay, and keep saying the struggle is real, and they're getting on with their daily lives, making decisions based on debt. Everything that they want, they have to get debt financing. We got to this level to the extent where we accepted that this lifestyle is normal, but what it is doing is really keeping us poor. It's only now that I am more informed about debt and what it does to us, I can advise you better. But a lot of people are still in that debt, and they have the debt shame while they're working on it. But what exactly is debt shame? I would say it's a feeling of having too much debt that you cannot see your way even when you are highly paid. So for years, we accepted the idea that the struggle should be our normal and we should always live comfortably but not have more than we need. So a lot of people think that it's okay to struggle and get by once you can pay your debt and meet your principal payments every month. That is not a good practice. So that kind of thinking is why the poor remain poor. We are not informed about wealth and money management, and we make decisions based on what we see everybody else is doing. We want more money to survive and not necessarily to build wealth and change our entire quality of life for ourselves and our future generations. I want you to recognize that life is not about survival, but following a path set for you, a purpose that is way bigger than you. So having a lot of debt to the point where you cannot make key decisions is detrimental. Just think about the people who really wish they could change their circumstances, but because of the amount of debt that they have, they really cannot improve unless they either increase their income streams or they change their money mindset, and that is a hard process. I know it's hard, but you can change it. So this is why I speak about money mindset a lot, because as young professionals, we experience it and we are not supposed to carry such burdens. And if you do, I would like to tell you to stop feeling ashamed and start thinking about how best to deal with it. I'm sharing this to tell you that sometimes it is not your fault. It's how you were raised. It's the lack of knowledge on money trauma, money habits, money mindset, and your own ignorance in terms of what you believe is a want and a need. Most people accumulate liabilities when they should be accumulating assets. This is a whole new topic, guys, and I can't talk about it today. That's a separate episode. And I'd want to bring an expert to speak more details about this thing because it's super important that we pay attention to this. So I want you to forgive yourself already for your past money mistakes. Release the debt shame. And tell yourself that I will make better decisions now. I will improve my habits and acquire financial knowledge to change my circumstances. And I want to tell you how you can start. But you have to be open to learning and making decisions. It is going to be a huge transformation, but you can start step by step. So first of all, let's talk about what you are thinking and how you are processing the debt shame. Remember, not all debt is bad debt. At some point in your life, you are required to invest in yourself and your growth. And that can be your education or any aspect that you need to advance. And because you may not have the cash readily available, you have to access it via credit. So many people incur debt for several reasons, whether it's for living expenses, for purchase of land, medical purposes, for purchase of vehicle, travel expenses, business loans, personal loans, educational advancement, or mortgages, etc. Now, if you are listening and you've never taken a loan, I want to say kudos to you. I want to hear your story. However, if you are listening and you feel burdened or ashamed or just plain old fed up of living paycheck to paycheck and just living to pay bills, I'm sending love and light your way. You will get out of it. I believe in you. You will get out of it. I want to tell you two things that you need to know about debt. Debt can be the reason you never progress, and debt can also be the reason why you progress. Think about it. Not all debt is bad debt. Remember I said that. So sometimes we are required to take debt for the advancement of our lives. Now, what I want you to think of is, when you are taking debt, what is the reason behind it? Now, traditionally, when we want money to do something, our first thought will be, how will I get the money I need? Maybe another small loan will help, or where can I get a sugar daddy to sponsor me? People actually have these things. The sad truth is, this is not a sustainable way of building wealth or getting the money that you need. And I'm not saying that you may not never raise the funds required to invest in certain things. I'm saying that you can build a foundation that is not built on debt. You can also sell your knowledge and skills and manifest the money. Guys, the latter actually works. If you want to know how, contact me to learn about working with me one-on-one or in my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty. And you will learn that it is easy to make money if you first change your mindset and you change your habits. The entrepreneurial mindset in me is telling you that you can earn money, whether it is $5,000, $15,000, $25,000, $100,000, $500,000 to fund the life that you desire. The key is, you have to decide when you are fed up of the struggle, and you have to decide whether or not you are willing to open your mind and open your life to possibilities and changing your actions, changing your thoughts, changing your habits, and then you will change your results. Now, naturally, you're going to doubt and say, what are you talking about, Melinda? Guys, I'm telling you, it starts with your thinking. Now, many people have debt and they have made financial decisions in the past that they are not proud of, which led to this debt shame that is affecting them and their financial stability. Now, if this is a situation that arises, they may incur more debt to cover debt and to get by. That is happening a lot. Now, I don't want to put any more shame on you for that. There is no shame. I've made some bad decisions myself, but I had to pay the consequences and I'm growing out of it. The key question I want you to ask yourself is, how long do I want to continue living like this? Debt often stems from poor money management, a topic that is seldomly spoken of, but it's also a huge reason for enmity, broken relationships, and divorces. People get so serious about money and how money is spent or earned. So why don't they get serious about how they allocate their money, but they get serious about lending money? People turn into enemies for that, and that is a serious thing. So guys, this conversation is necessary, and I urge you to start paying attention. Now, before I conclude this topic, I want to ask you something. What if debt wasn't your fault? What if the poverty patterns that you fell victim to were due to your parentage and how your parents raised you, they didn't know better, and they taught you certain things? If that is the case, I think it's time to forgive them for the influence that they had over your life. Let go and start fresh today. You can unlearn all of the money habits that led to your debt that you currently have and start to make better decisions to change your money story today. This is all I want to tell you about this topic. Now, guys, let's talk about my student loan and how I paid up my student loan debt. First of all, full disclosure, it took me a bit longer than I thought. So for the first time in my life, I took a big loan when I went to study. That was 2010, I think. Yes, 2010. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, 12 years is a long time to pay this student loan. I told myself that I would put extra income on it to reduce the principal. Now, when I made my first payment, it felt so good. I would usually calculate the amount I paid to the bank and ensure that I'm progressing. And I still felt like I wasn't making any traction. But in 2016, 5 years ago, I started paying extra towards it. And that was my first step to reducing my student loan debt. I could not add double the amount, but I could add a lot more than I was adding before. And that helped to reduce my principal significantly. And then in 2018, when the government announced a 40% waiver, I got on board, I applied for it, I got some, and that made a big difference. And in 2019, I started reducing, I started paying more, I had to make a lot of changes. I made it my duty to clear this debt before the end of 2021, and guys, I've been monitoring the balance monthly. I had to make some lifestyle changes as well. So for instance, the decision to grow microlocks saved me about, I would say, $150 a month for my hair care. I also stopped going out as much. I occasionally paid extra whenever I sent a new client. I would use some of that extra money to pay on the loan. I also spent more time cooking less time on subscriptions, and I really had to adjust a lot of my spending habits so I can have extra money to pay off on the loan. In October, when I checked my balance, I saw that it wasn't so high. So I'm like, I'm getting some money. Let me make a payment. So what I did, instead of making a payment, I went to the bank. I actually paid online because I couldn't go to the bank. And I told them I would like to clear it off, all of it. Guys, I told them I'm ready to clear it off, all of it. And I had to wait a bit. So on November 1st, I made the transfer across, and I cannot tell you the relief that I felt. This was the best feeling ever. It still is. Whilst I still have debt, I released the trauma and the shame and made the decision to continue my debt reduction plan. I've created a plan, and that means working on my other loans and the small loans first and continuing with my lifestyle habits. And of course, it'll mean me working on my business to continue to increase my income to clear the debt. So it's not just taking loans to clear more loans. Like, you have people who take debt consolidation loans. This system promotes those things. These things are not always the best option. You cannot be clearing loans by taking another loan to clear up a loan. That is not helping you. You increase your income or you change your lifestyle habits. And guys, so today, if you have to ask me about my debt reduction journey, how I felt, and what new steps I'm going to add to my life, I can tell you, you know what? I'm just going to continue making better money decisions and working on my money mindset. That's all. And anyone who's planning to study and want to take a loan, I want to tell them, stop thinking of just the money. Think of what it's going to do to your life the next 10 years. Instead of trying to take a loan to cover the full amount of your tuition and your accommodation, try to work and earn while you learn. Because you don't want to have that burden on your chest. I'm telling you, it's going to be heavy, and a lot of students are feeling it, especially when they return from studies and they cannot find a job. Clearing debt is not just about saving, but also increasing your income streams, guys. Changing your money patterns and being disciplined. So if you start by preventing the mistake, preventing yourself from taking too much debt, then it will reduce the challenge that you have in terms of clearing it off altogether. But before you decide to increase your income stream, do some financial planning. See where you are in terms of your money mindset. See what thoughts you have about money and how you can work on changing it. If you want more help, send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram to learn how you can use your skills to earn more money. Guys, this is a journey that you have to make very young. It will save you a lot in the future. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow me on Instagram at Melinda Francois or at Livelihood Matters Podcast. You can also join me inside of my one-on-one coaching container or inside of my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty, where I teach you how to package your knowledge and skills into a sustainable online business. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, please share this episode with a friend, and see you next time.